FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
With the budget approval deadline looming, an economist has outlined the government's options if Parliament fails to reach an agreement.
It is possible legislation does allow for another budget. Amending it is also possible, but technically very, very challenging.
The proposed budget includes a 1 percentage point VAT hike split over 2 years. Political parties within the GNU have voiced their disapproval. The DA has threatened to block the budget. Economist Lizette Azel de Skipper says there are other options.
One option is that the budget is passed. I think at the moment that's still a very likely option. There is an option that the budget will be passed without the support of the Democratic Alliance. And I think that will, should at the end of the day, result in a collapse of the government of national unity. There are options for amendments, so they could potentially agree on we do this, but we don't do that.
Speaking about the latest round of negotiations with the ANC, the DA's Willie Oukamp says the country doesn't have an income problem.
We've got an expenditure problem. The Democratic Alliance presented the ANC with a 15-page document with our proposals with regards to this budget. After 12 days, the ANC came back to us and merely said that they reject that document and that they expect the DA to support the ANC's budget proposals. We made it very clear that we are not there to rubber stamp what the ANC is putting in front of us.
Police are searching for an armed gang that hit a store in KwaMashu, north of Durban. A customer was shot and wounded during the attack at Bridge City Mall yesterday. Provincial police spokesperson Tenji Swingobo says it's understood that 8 gang members stormed the shop and made off with stolen goods. A woman was hurt.
Reports indicate that the suspects entered a shop and pointed the employees with firearms before they took cell phones and fled the scene. Cases of business robbery and attempted murder are being investigated by KwaMashu police.
A recap of our lead story this hour. With a budget approval deadline looming, an economist has outlined the government's options if Parliament fails to reach an agreement. That's from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.